Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Keith Campbell, the chairman of Mannington Mills. Keith, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you this morning?
Great.
You know, this is a significant milestone for your company.
Celebrating 100 years, you were telling me recently in a meeting that there's very few companies that make this milestone. First off, you know, you're in the top 10 of the flooring manufacturers in sales in the U.S. You're one of the top 150 privately owned companies in the U.S. And one thing you told me I thought was interesting is less than 1% of family-owned companies make it to 100 years. And as a lot of people worry about, you know, next year, it's
reassuring
to see that companies that are run right, that live by the golden rule, can make it 100 years, right?
Yeah, you have to plan for it. And also, you know, you have to thank the good Lord for allowing it to happen. Today is a marvelous milestone for Mannington. We're not calling it our 100th anniversary. We're calling it the centennial, because when you say anniversary, that means there might not be another one. So we're in the process of planning another 100 years.
All right. We'll get to that in a minute, but it's December 28th, and somebody's got to wonder, when your great-grandfather and a couple of his sons were getting together and they went and purchased an existing business, you know, what were they thinking just a couple days after Christmas?
Well, I don't know. This is sort of one of those crazy questions. Why December the 28th? And the only thing I can think of, because, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind, there had to have been some tax reason. But there weren't many taxes back then. I mean, there wasn't even a personal income tax until World War I, and that was a couple years later. But more than likely, it had to do with, you know, the previous owners wanting to close the books on a year end that was a calendar year end. That's the way that we run our company. I can think of no other reason that you'd want to do anything on December the 28th other than take it easy.
You know, one of the things that I want to talk about, a company that's made it 100 years has definitely got some good planning around the way the family's involved in the investments and the way you bring in outside non-family members. I think you really have an exemplary model there. Not to get into too much detail, one of the things that exemplary for Mannington Mills is the fact that you've consistently grown. You've got 2,700 employees. The thing that I really want to key in on is your secret sauce. And I think your secret sauce is a lot of the people downstream in the flooring business are also family-owned business. They pass it on from generation to generation. And so they connect with you because there's just a few companies that are privately owned that are in a leadership position in the flooring business.
Well, you know, if you're family-owned and you want to go from one generation to another, it requires extreme commitment on the owners. As a private business owner, there's only really, in the long run, two things that you're thinking about, one being retirement and the other being passing away. So a lot of family-owned businesses struggle at retirement, and they struggle when passing from one generation to the next. So here with our family, the Campbell family, we have had a consistency of one generation to the next. Number one, their focus in the lifetime that they have shares or a shareholder, their focus is to say, we are patient stockholders, we are patient capital, and we're going to take this patient capital and pass it on to the next generation, and the company will be much better off through that generation by our willingness to stay the course and to move this precious gem onward.
People who have the discipline to do that are certainly civilized people who are looking for the greater good. Like here in Salem, New Jersey, I mean, you're the major employer. And so they see the greater cause other than just the fact that they own an asset. So I think it's exemplary.
You know, the one thing that I think is a bit different with our ownership is that we, the Campbells, we are highly identified with our associates, 2,700 of them. So they know us. There's no Mr. Campbell this, Mr. Campbell that. My father, he was Johnny. How many times do you have a chairman of the board that people call him by his nickname from the third grade? That's sort of extraordinary. I'm Keith. My nephew, Zach, is Zach. And now my son, Johnny, is working. My cousin, Ian, is working for us. So it is a first name basis, a very open family relationship that we have. But yet, there's formality to it, you know, as well.
Yeah, and you have Russell and Ed.
And there's Mr. or Ms. this. Yeah. We are on a first-name basis in this company, that's for sure.
Well, clearly, to be successful in the floor covering business, you have to have more than this connection with family ownership, which ties to the downstream channel. You also have to have a diversified product line. You also have to have beautiful aesthetics. You have to have valuable price. And I think along the lines, certainly when people go to surfaces, they see every year how you excel in that area. And as part of this centennial celebration, you have really been working hard. And this year, you're exceeding what you've done in years past for new product introductions, right?
Yeah. Now, there's been a little logjam on some of that. We will have absolutely enormous offering in LVT that last year, due to difficulties in the startup that we had in our expanded plant in Madison, we kind of missed a cycle. But they're absolutely in all product ranges, both residentially and commercially. It is an enormous offering that we are putting forth for our retailers and flooring contractors. I'm excited about it. Some of it is kind of a throwback to some of the motifs from years previous, and then you're looking into the next century as far as some of the new aesthetic looks that we're looking at as well. Our folks are so talented. And when you take that artistic talent and you combine that with the manufacturing expertise, Joe Amato, our vice president of design on the residential side, he calls it a real specificity to detail. And that detail is what really brings you winning design. And, you know, certainly Robbie Isaac and his group on the commercial side, the same attention to detail, color, all of which leads you into a certain aesthetic look and pursuit that sells product.
Let's quickly talk about your plans for this centennial celebration. You have this huge event tonight for special guests in Philadelphia, and then at Surfaces, you've got a large party planned, and it goes on and on throughout the year, right?
Yeah, it does. You know, this doesn't happen but once every 100 years, and so we're just going to have party after party after party. The event tonight is at the National Constitution Center, which overlooks Independence Mall and Independence Hall in the Libertyville. And I've seen a lot of spots in America, but really from where we will be viewing it, it is breathtaking. And let's face it, my great-grandfather bought into the American dream. Why not go to the Cradle of Liberty to see it? So at any rate, that's where we're going to be tonight. But we have events planned for Surfaces. We have events planned for Neocon. We have numerous events. When you have 12 manufacturing sites, we're going to have 12 different picnics and parties and whatnot, which means Shirley and I and Russell and his wife Janice will be traveling 12 weekends between the UK and the US, you know, with barbecue chicken and whatnot, but it's going to be fun, absolute fun. You know, part of it is to celebrate in a black tie event like tonight, and that's family, and that's great. Part of it is saying to customers at Surfaces and Neocon, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the other part is that unless you have dedicated employees, associates, you really can't get the job done, and we've been blessed with that.
Well, you certainly have some discipline around your channel strategy. You don't find the Mannington name and the home centers. You've made some very strategic decisions, I think, that have resulted in this. So you want to make it another 100 years. Everybody talks about how time seems to be traveling so much faster now. What is your advice to the people that are coming up behind you that will be working for Mannington to make sure this lasts another 100 years?
Well, our company is a bit different in that we believe in a certain sense of core values. I talk about these core values like a preacher on a Sunday morning, but they're true to us. It's who we are. And these values will not change over the next 100 years. They brought us to where we are today, and through by living these values, they will take us to greater heights in the future. Number one, doing the right thing. That is the absolute, and it sounds very simple. It's extremely complicated. Think about Mannington Gold. Yeah. We did the right thing, you know, and it was hard. The second one is caring, and that sounds all kind of ooh. But caring is hard because we have to care for customers. We have to care for our associates in a safe and healthy environment. Caring for the communities that we live in. And those communities are Salem, Calhoun, Madison, High Point, Epps. I'll stretch it right through, but we have a responsibility to the communities where we live. We have a responsibility for the environment as well. All that is bundled in caring. The third one, which is special to a privately held family-owned company, which is controlling our own destiny. Now, we compete in the world, you know, right today. I mean, great big publicly held companies, and they can write a bigger check than we can. So we have to be careful. We need to make sure that what we are doing, that we do it well and we execute it. So controlling our own destiny is kind of complicated. I refer to Robert Frost's poem, "Sometimes we have to go down the road less traveled by." And the last one, which is the one all of us at Manhattan, we love this one because our folks, they work hard. I mean, they work hard. But everyone has a smile on their face. They don't mind that because we call it play hard, but we enjoy each other. And living those values, you know, regardless of the sales number and profitability, all that's important. But living the values, that is what's going to take us through the next 100 years.
Mm-hmm. All right, Keith. Well, congratulations on this 100 years and best of luck to you on the next 100 years. Again, been talking to Keith Campbell, chairman of Mannington Mills, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.